legislature between now and June 1st that you're not going to like. And to be honest with you, there's not a lot we can do to stop them. This goes back to that old adage, you know, that we always talk about, elections have consequences. This is the result of elections having consequences. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. Glenn Lovett will join us. We'll find out what's going down in Carson City. We'll do all that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kep Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A poll shows a majority of Americans agree that the government should help people stay in their own homes as they grow old and not have to move into institutional settings.
There's a surprising level of bipartisan agreement on some proposals that could help make that happen. According to the survey from the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research. Still, Republicans lag Democrats in support of some policies. 42% favor government long-term care insurance for all Americans, compared with 78% of Democrats. But when it comes to more funding to help low-income people age at home, half of Republicans and about three-quarters of Democrats favor that. There's also bipartisan alignment for tax breaks to purchase long-term care coverage. I'm Julie Walker.
The Senate's top Republican says President Biden's $4 trillion infrastructure package will get no votes from members of his party.
Senator Mitch McConnell says his party is willing to support upwards of $6 billion on roads and bridges, but he blasts the president's plan as, quote, a $4.1 trillion grab bag, which has infrastructure in it, but a whole lot of other stuff. In addition to funding infrastructure projects, the president's plan would include trillions for everything from in-home care to the Green New Deal. In McConnell's words, if it's going to be about infrastructure, let's make it about infrastructure. Bob Agnew reporting.
Pandemic-worried travelers are returning to the skies in the United States and eating out again in Greece as the vaccine rollout is sending new cases and deaths tumbling in more affluent countries, contrasting with a worsening disaster in India. In the U.S., the average number of new cases per day fell below 50,000 for the first time since October. Nearly 1.67 million people were screened at U.S. airport checkpoints on Sunday, the highest mark since the virus took over a year ago. On Wall Street, the Dow by 238 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, the NFL just wrapped up its 2021 draft in Cleveland. Now, Las Vegas is on the clock to host the 2022 draft, April 28th through the 30th. Las Vegas was going to host the 2020 draft, but COVID-19 caused that delay. Just about a dozen prospects attended the draft in person this year in Cleveland, but officials from the NFL and their casino partners expect larger crowds next year when the draft comes to the Las Vegas Strip. They're talking about the Bellagio fountains, among other features as well. Should be fun. Just in time to beat the heat, the city of Las Vegas has opened its splash pads for the season. The more than two dozen locations across the city are open daily from 10 in the morning until 8 in the evening, including All-American Park on South Buffalo, Angel Park on South Durango, and Lorenzi Park on West Washington. Home ice advantage for the Golden Knights is just about to get a little better. Clark County has given the team approval to increase fan capacity at T-Mobile Arena to 50% for the three remaining home games, St. Louis on Friday and Saturday, and then Colorado next Monday, May 10th.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look out for an accident westbound at Blue Diamond. That's at Durango, blocking the left side. Congestion downtown as you work your way through there on the 515 east at Main. Interstate 15 north at Charleston, you'll touch the brakes. And we're also getting some slow flows on southbound Paradise at Russell.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Joining us, Glenn Levitt, Assemblyman District 23, and we are now into week 14 of the 81st Nevada Legislature. Today, by the way, is the first legislative day of the Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Glenn, you've got family from Hawaii. This has got to be a special time for you and your family.
It really is. My heritage is
you know, my dad was born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada, but my mom was actually born in Hawaii.
That's incredible.
So it's a very special time for me. You know, my ancestry dates, it goes back to Chinese immigrants that came to the United States, Filipino immigrants that came to the United States. So I'm really excited to celebrate this.
Will anything special be happening over the next month in the legislature? Will time be set aside for this event?
So today we're doing a lot today because with the building being partially closed, it's hard to get a big group up here and have them all in the building at the same time. But we're doing some stuff off-site, and we're having different groups come into the offices and talk to us. We did a proclamation on the floor today with the AAPI caucus, and if you didn't know, today is National Lay Day. So we handed out lays and for the legislators to celebrate that in accordance with this month.
That's neat. You know, after battling and fighting like a bunch of junkyard dogs, all of a sudden you're giving out lays. I'm that's cool.
Well, you know, Las Vegas. I don't know if you know what Las Vegas is to the Hawaiian people, but it's the ninth island, and so Las Vegas is a very special place for my family.
Let's talk a little bit about the legislation that's still out there. We've had a couple of deadline days come and go, and you've got, what, three of your original 10 bills still alive?
I do. I have three still alive. Two of them passed out of committee. One of them passed out of the floor. I had two exempt bills that went to Ways and Means. 167, which is my suicide prevention bill, passed out of Ways and Means and now has to just be voted on the assembly floor to be transmitted to the Senate. But my AB 320, which is my OHV bill, my ATV bill, went to the Senate. I had a hearing in the Senate committee, and so once they work session that, it'll go to the floor of the Senate.
Hey, Glenn, I just wanted to point out that one of your bills, the one you just talked about, AB 320, passed out of the assembly without a no vote. It was 40-0-2. That's incredible. Yeah. What does that say about that piece of legislation? Does that mean it's a slam dunk in the Senate?
I would hope so. I would hope that they will look at it as a good bill for everyone, good bill for Nevadans. It helps people enjoy their personal property in a more substantial way. AB 167 had a one no vote, but he came back to me and said, "Hey, I made a mistake. I didn't realize what was going on," and so he apologized, but I got one no vote.
Pushed the wrong button, but still, it still won 41-1. Once bills go over to the Senate, do you then end up having to almost lobby bills that are yours that you're supporting, and actually become almost like a lobbyist going over to the other body?
Well, the process is the same in both houses. Like you have to work your bills in both houses, and you have to work hard, and you have to talk to people, make sure they understand the bill, make sure get support, garner support for those bills. And you have to do the same thing in the Senate. Both the bills that are currently going over to the Senate have senators that have signed on to the bill already, and so and they'll help you work your bills on their side of the house as well. So it's a process very similar in both houses.
Explain, because people I don't think understand that there's a term that gets floated around Carson City, and it's fiscal notes, as in fiscal year, as in not as in physically fit. Can you talk about what a fiscal note is and why, or really how it impacts legislation?
So no one wants to have fiscal notes on their bills, because once you have a fiscal note on your bills, it gets sent to Ways and Means, and then they have to make a decision whether they want to spend money on that bill or not. And whether it be a department has to spend money or an agency has to spend money, it makes it more difficult to get your bill through, and with AB 167, I was able to get the fiscal note pulled. And so there was no fiscal note attached, so it just went out of ways and means without a fiscal note attached. So it won't have to go to the Finance Committee once it gets to the Senate, which is the equivalent of ways and means in the Assembly.
I want to ask you about process here, and as you mentioned, we're down now to the final. You know, we're to the point where bills are going to start becoming law. What is going to happen between now and June 1st? Is the pace going to pick up a little bit? And are we going to start getting bills through both houses and signed by the governor and things like that? Is that coming this week or in the next couple of weeks?
I think towards the end of this week we'll have some bills that hit the governor's desk, and then from there on it just kind of picks up and moves forward at a pretty rapid pace. It probably should have happened before now, but for some reason it's been a little slower this session.
Do you see less bills coming out, though, or do you see that there will be less laws that are actually made as a result of the pandemic and the Zoom stuff and, you know, the hearing rooms closed and all of that?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there'll be less law. I think there'll be it's a little more difficult to get good legislation passed. At least good from a Republican, from a conservative point of view. But we've noticed that when we look at previous sessions and what bills have made it through or even been heard on the Assembly floor, there's a bigger discrepancy than in past years. As far as bill counts go, maybe a little less, but percentage wise, it's kind of a disparity between, you know, your Republican bills and your Democrats.
And I want to ask you, because I've had a lot of your fellow legislators weigh in, all of them, by the way, Republican, who contend that this session, the 81st Nevada legislature, is a highly, highly partisan event, that Democrats aren't hearing your bills, they're not giving you hearings, they're just not giving your bills a chance. Have you noticed that, and is that something that's peculiar just to this session, or has this happened before?
I think it's a little peculiar to this session. Sorry, struggling with that word. So let me give you an example. So just in the Assembly alone, this session, 52% of the Democrat bills were heard, and 20% of the Republican bills were heard. Now, you go to the 2019 session, which I also served in, and it was a 42-32 split. And so that's a lot closer. And then when you get to the 2017 session, which was democratically controlled, but we had a Republican governor, it was 54% of Democrat bills, 27 Republican bills. Now, if you want to talk about fairness, you look at the 2015 session, and you remember that session well, Kevin. So it was 48% of Republican bills and 44% of Democrat bills. So Republicans are, when we're in control, we tend to be more judicious and listen to more bills from both sides. And so if you compare the 2015 session to the 2021 session, there's a big disparity.
I will simply tell you that to me it's unfair. And why we are the ones that have to be magnanimous, and we hear Democrat bills, we let them try and amend the bills that we have. It seemed a lot more fair, but the Democrats don't want to reciprocate.
I agree, and I tell you, it's even worse in the Senate. Kevin, you if you look at the numbers in the Senate, 45% of the Democrat bills went through. That's almost 50%, and 14% of Republican bills.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Glenn Levitt joining us, Assemblyman District 23. May 1st has come and gone, and that means the governor has ceded a good deal of his emergency powers. And I'm just wondering, does it feel any different in Carson City, before May 1st, after May 1st? Is anything different?
Yeah, I mean, if you go to the local businesses, restaurants, even the legislative building to a certain extent, there's more activity, there's more economy happening, and that's a good thing. So you go into a restaurant now, I think Carson City is at 100% capacity now, so you know you can fill up your restaurants again, you can get people back to work, and I think it's probably the same where you're at in Clark County. You know, at 80%, people are starting to fill up. They're starting to go get back in there. And really what it's about is getting people back to work. You need to get people back to work. And with capacity, there's employment.
What happens June 1st? I mean, what is your guesstimate? Is it possible that the masks could come off June 1?
You know, Kevin, I wish you had a crystal ball. I mean, the science says it should happen. The science that's not fabricated should say that the mask should come off. But the way things have been going, it's like there's a different kind of science happening in the governor's office, right? So it's very hard to predict.
Well, Ola, I'm so fed up with the masks. And the one thing I'm noticing, I was at an Americans for Prosperity event over the weekend, and there weren't lots of masks in evidence. I think the people may speak on this before the governor ever does. Are you convinced that the governor will not allow individual communities to do this? But certainly not by June 1, but you know, September? Wow.
You know, I would hope that he will let that restriction go. I think the numbers say that it's not a valid argument to keep the masks on. I think, you know, with the vaccination rates rising, with the infection rates decreasing so dramatically, I mean, everything points to the fact that we shouldn't have to wear masks anymore. And the doctors that I've talked to and the experts that I've talked to say that probably should have been what went away first.
Do you see in these final 4 weeks, do you see them easing restrictions there at the legislative building?
You know, we can only hope, but I can't. I'm not going to hope too hard.
Yeah.
You know, and I can guarantee you this, our masks won't be removed by the end of session.
Wow.
No matter what the building looks like as far as the rate of letting people in, everyone in the building will be required to wear a mask. I just don't see that going away.
Hey, Glenn.
And I'm with you. I don't like it. I wear a mask 8 hours a day. You know, it just is not, it's not a comfortable thing, and it's, you know, I think it causes some health concerns for myself and, you know, and others.
Yeah, I mean, you're soaking up carbon dioxide from inside that mask, breathing it in. That can't be healthy for any of us. And for 8 hours a day, that is tough duty. Glenn, if people want to reach out to you, whether they live in 23 or not, you're going to be passing laws that impact people all across the state. How can people reach out to you?
You can reach me at Glenn, G-L-E-N, dot Leavitt, L-E-A-V-I-T-T, at ASM, dot state, dot NV, dot U-S.
Very good. Glenn, it's always good talking to you. I always learn something when we get together. Thanks so much, my friend. Keep fighting that good fight there, will you, please?
You betcha. I appreciate you, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Glenn Leavitt, good guy. Assemblyman District 23. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on this Monday, Get the Week Started edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
On demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psych3 and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psych3 has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsych3.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, area small businessman Jared Fisher, former candidate for governor, maybe a future candidate for governor, I don't know. I mean, in fact, I may ask him about that. Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Psych3 and Escape Adventures, will join us top of the hour. Be there. This is one of the smartest dudes I know of in the state. And he's been a successful small businessman for a long time. And he's part of our community. I love him to death. Gentleman Jim Dallas, I love the line you used on one of your newscasts that up next on the clock is Las Vegas.
Yes.
And I was watching all the draft stuff, it just didn't occur to me, oh, we are next on the clock.
We are next.
That's going to be tremendous. And they'll use the Bellagio fountains. I mean, we know what they were going to do last time, and then the pandemic hit and they had to cancel. But I'm telling you, this is going to be something really, really special. Let's talk just real quickly about the draft and the Raiders, and they kind of surprised some people.
They did indeed. They need help everywhere. They need linebackers. They need safeties. And boy, did they gather safeties. In the seven rounds, they took three safeties and a cornerback out of those picks. But a lot of people were taking a look at their first round pick. And usually in NFL circles, if you're looking at a first round talent, if he's in the top five or so, you're kind of hoping you get a Hall of Famer. If he's in the top 10 or the top dozen or 15 in the draft, you hope you have yourself an all-pro type player.